We're pleased to be joined here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by none other than the man himself, ESPN, Sal Palantonio. Now, Sal, you have not been shy about declaring what you want to see the Eagles do this offseason. It has to do a little bit with the draft, and it has to do with a certain quarterback whom Chip Kelly once coached in college.
Yeah, I think Marcus Mariota is a perfect fit, Chris, for what Chip Kelly wants to do. And I think that Chip Kelly should do this deal, figure out a way to make it happen. I've been a proponent of, you know, if it takes mortgaging a little bit of the future, I think you can do that and get this quarterback, because the team has money, they have cap space, there are some intriguing free agents out there that you can fix your secondary. So you can attack the secondary in free agency, and you can package picks, put them together, and get Marcus Mariota. That's why we came up with this little slogan. Here are the official T-shirts. Hashtag do the deal, Sal Pal. That's the slogan. That's the campaign. What do you think?
You're a marketing genius. I'll give you that much. Still think that you can build a team around Nick Foles. Certainly I know how fans would be excited about the prospect of Marcus Mariota, but I would say you can still build a very good team around with Nick Foles as your quarterback.
I'm not down on Nick Foles. I'm just not sure that the Eagles are committed to Nick Foles. And if they aren't, and I know that Chip Kelly's committed to Marcus Mariota, he was once before, I'm suggesting that if the deal is there, do it. That's what I'm suggesting. If the deal is there, do it. It's worth it. When you can get a pyrotechnic personality and player like Marcus Mariota, and he be the face of your franchise at the quarterback position, it dovetails so perfectly, seamlessly, with what Chip Kelly does on offense. I think you can't pass it up. I don't know if the deal's going to be there, but if it's there,
you're saying
pull the trigger.
Now, how high up do you think the Eagles have to get? It seems like from
let me tell you what I've been hearing behind the scenes, okay, Chris, and this comes right from coaches, general managers, and scouts here in Indianapolis. Ken Wisenhunt was on our SportsCenter set early in the week, and he basically put a for sale sign in the number 2 pick for the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if anybody's going to jump all the way up to 2. Why? It's prohibitively expensive, and the teams that need a quarterback are very far down that loop. Rams at 10, Cleveland Browns at 12 and 19, Eagles at 20. I don't know if I'm Ken Wisenhunt or if I am the GM there. I can sell to my ownership and fans, yeah, we got a bushel of picks, but we move so far down. Because once you come out of the top 10 in the draft, it becomes a real roll of the dice. Everybody knows that. You can get a blue chipper top 5. You can get a blue chipper on the doorstep of being a blue chipper in the top 10. Once you get out of there, you don't know what you're getting. So that's one. Can you get up? 2, does Tennessee want to go that far down? So I think even though they have a for sale sign and there are a lot of teams that want a quarterback, I don't know if they're going to be able to trade that pick. If you're the Rams, I don't think you're moving way up there to number 2. If you're the Browns, I could see it. And you do have your ammunition with 2 picks. I could see the Browns. I think the Browns are the real problem. The Jets don't have to move. They're at 6. But I don't think the Jets are going to pick a quarterback.
You don't think so? Okay.
That's the other team. I am on the record saying Todd Bowles is not going to pick a quarterback. As we sit here right now in February, we got 60-something days until the draft. A lot can change. Medical information, personal information. But I think the Jets have cap space. They have money. And they have a need at the cornerback position. I sat with Todd Bowles, again, on the SportsCenter set here at Lucas Oil Stadium. He said he wants to draft at least one corner, sign at least one corner free agency, and maybe 2. He needs 3 corners. So maybe he's out of the quarterback market. So if things move in that direction, the Eagles are not going from 20 to 2. They can't. It's just going to be ridiculously hard to do that. But if things slide, if Mariota slides, they'll be in the game.
Will you be in Philly draft weekend?
I hope so.
I was going to say, I know it's a little far out, but nonetheless, you're going to want to be in Philly screaming and yelling at the top of your lungs to see if this happens.
Yeah, and I don't know if it will. But, you know, I listen, I think that this team is at literally the fulcrum of a very important position in its history. You're going from year three to year four to Chip Kelly's regime. He's got to settle the quarterback issue now. He does not want to go into year four with an unsettled quarterback position. He had it in year one. He had it in year two. He can't have it in year three and four. Can't do it. He's got to figure out how to settle it. And whether it's Foles or somebody else, he's got to solve this problem.
Sal, what do you think of the front office dynamic that's going on now in Philadelphia now that Chip Kelly's in charge of all the football operations decisions?
Well, I think it's important to have checks and balances in any organization, whether it be corporate or sports or the media. I think it's important because I think you can't have too many voices. But I think you have to have a firm leader who can make decisions. You know, the Brooklyn Bridge wasn't done with a committee. D-Day wasn't planned by a committee and executed. It was executed by generals and forceful leadership by Dwight Eisenhower. All the great undertakings have been done by great leaders. And those great leaders have an ego and an arrogance and confidence because they got to that position. So we're going to have to live with that with Chip Kelly right now. He's in charge. He has the power. There's no question he's got a massive ego. Let's see if it can work in the favor of the fans of Philadelphia who have been waiting for so long to get a Super Bowl championship.
Do you think that he can be the guy to lead this team to a Super Bowl? You know, you're in Philadelphia. You know how hungry this fan base is for a title.
Oh, Chris, the jury's out. We don't know yet. We don't know. I can't answer that question. I think they need to make major adjustments on defense to stop the big play, take pressure off the offense. And I think they go hand in hand. I'm a big believer that this team needs to huddle up a little bit. I know that's not what he does, but I think that they do. I think they need to stop putting that defense back on the field because it's not a question of whether they're running out of gas. Forget that. We know that the defense, the whole team, is in great shape. It's a question of putting the opposing offense back on the field. The more chances you give the opposing offense to score, the likelihood that they will score goes up. That's just the law of averages.
He's ESPN Sal Palantonio, and we thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.